Hey y'all, let's do some coaching. I am just going to tell you right now, I am ready to coach. I have been listening to all the self-development. I have been working. I have been shooting lives. I have been brainstorming content for all of you. I've been doing all the things as we are all suddenly at home. I have like 1,000 different ideas. It is crazy. And I keep thinking about all the things that are going to come up for people. And I'm like, oh, I should do a live on that. Oh, I should like tell the tribe this. So lots of good stuff. Let me find, I am pulling up that somebody had given me a list of, Betsy, I do not see the card you said you were going to give me. It doesn't look like it's assigned to me. If you can assign it to me, then I'll be able to find it. Let's see. Because it's not on my task list. So I'm going to go back to here. Let me pause the record. All right. First up, guys, if you are going to, you should have gotten an email at 6 a.m. this morning. We had a lot of members who are really affected financially through this crisis right now. I don't like to share a lot of the things that go on behind the scenes, but we have been working on, you all know that we have camp coming up at the end of April, and it has been a really big decision for us to wrestle with whether or not we would keep it or cancel it, because we're literally at the point where they think things might be opening back up. I have talked to people who work for the CDC. We have talked to everybody in the state of Tennessee. I mean, y'all don't even know how many people we've been talking to and researching, and like no one can give us a definitive. And I think that's what's so scary right now, is really no one knows what's going to happen. So what happens in our brains, we go to worst case scenario, we think all the things and blah, blah, blah. And so, I had to decide, were we going to keep camp on the schedule or were we going to not keep camp on the schedule? And we decided to keep it on the schedule, and that for anybody who is in an affected zone where they know that they will not be able to attend, for the first time ever, we are offering a refund for those people. So it was a big decision, mainly because, you know, we're a family business. We work with other family businesses, and overnight, you will not believe how many people are going to like not have income for their own families for months and months to come. Like events and all the things that go along with events, AV, all that kind of stuff is their livelihood. And people, you know, can't have those events right now. So it was a bigger decision than just me trying to figure out, you know, like I just want you all to know I was not taking it lightly. We really had to like think about the human impact for so many people. Not just our own members, but for people that we work with and for like just that human impact that's happening. So I say that because a lot of our people in our tribe are really affected through all this. And the one thing that they're going to need right now is to not lose their community. A lot of us are losing our community through having to be isolated, and we're not going to have jobs, and you know, we're not going to have our place of work to go through. And the last thing I want is for people to have to quit for that reason and lose that, like that part, like that dependable part. You know, your brain is looking for certainty. And so we had some people already saying, you know, I'm going to have to cut expenses. Like my income literally stopped, dead stop. And we had a lot of people in the tribe who wanted to step up. And we sent you guys an email out this morning where we set up a system on our back end to make it easy for you guys, to where you can donate to anybody who is going to need financial assistance for the foreseeable future, to be able to keep one piece of sanity. The last thing they need is to do is lose their income and then lose access to coaching on top of it. So if you want to donate, you can donate. For those of you who have already requested, that is what Chris is working on today. He is typing furiously. I can hear, he's like the cat meme right now. I mean, he's been working around the clock. Like my whole team has been working a lot, but I will just say I would like to let you know that we have thought about y'all endlessly this whole time, and every decision we're making, I swear to God, is coming from what is the best for you guys. And what can we be doing right now? I just keep asking myself, what more can we be doing right now? What more can we be doing right now? And the good that comes out of all this is some amazing things are going to be done for all of you. Just the humanity, witnessing that is huge. You can tell the queen is not sleeping much right now. I get extra tired. But he is in there making sure that we can take care of as many people as we can take care of right now. So I appreciate all of you who have donated. And we have a couple of you have reached out who happen to work in fundraising spaces, who have expertise. We may be calling you with questions. Thank you for reaching out. We are, I'm just humbled. You wouldn't believe how many people have donated overnight, or not overnight, since this morning. So we are going to take care of people. And that is just what I've always wanted to be able to do. I want to help women have a better life. I want them to feel amazing. I just didn't realize it was going to be like this right now. So there's that. So if you check your email, you'll find all that information in there. We're also going to, a lot of you are displaced in your gyms. So there was a thread this morning that was going on about not being able to work out and should I go to the gym and all this other stuff. And, you know, guys, I don't care what your opinions are about the virus itself, right? What I want to do is, how are we solving problems? Like, that's really what we want to be doing. We want to be bonding together in our Facebook group on how we are coming together, how we are making the biggest humanity impact we possibly can. The rest of the world is losing its collective fucking mind right now. And the one thing that I want to do for my tribe is to teach you how not to lose your mind. How to, like, if you, I'm going to promise all of you, we don't eat through this. We figure out how to believe. We figure out how to bond. We figure out how to lean on each other. I was just sitting there thinking about it this morning. So many of you who your whole identity is your children and their sports and stuff evaporated. You're left with you. And I'm going to tell you right now, you are going to need all the support you can get. And that is what I am working on right now, figuring all of this out. So there will be a lot of help coming towards you guys. I don't want people losing their community over this. This is exactly when you need it. So for all of you who are being displaced with your gyms, what I am going to do, I went through this morning and I looked at, I have years. Like, so back in the day when we were fit and fat, and we were wearing camo, and we had bandanas that had bling on them. I mean, guys, 2010 was a real look. It was strong. If I can find some pictures, I will find them. But, oh, my God. Well, we used to do all kinds of home workouts because all of my clients were at home. They did not want to go to the gym. They did not want to be seen. And I would kick their collective ass in their home with a piece of paper. We didn't have the YouTubes and all that kind of stuff. I think we had it, but nobody was doing that. So I would send out written workouts. I'd be like, click on this link. Look at that work. Look at that exercise. I mean, we're going to have to go old school. But I have found workout routines. I have found videos. I have found all kinds of stuff. Give me a couple of days. I'm working on so many things right now. But I'm going to put out, we're going to give y'all a digital gift for everybody who would like to use this time where you are going to be at home to establish a workout routine, to learn how to work out at home by yourself, to learn how to motivate your fucking self. Like, a lot of you are used to going to a gym and using it as motivation. Guess what? Time to step up. We get to just do it with our brain now. This is going to be an opportunity. I'm going to tell you guys, I just think this is the opportunity for all of us to figure out how we want to think and feel for ourselves and to see what we're made of. Like, I want us all focused on that. So we're doing all kinds of stuff for you guys. Just give us a minute. I've got the whole team working on 1,000 things right now. So we're going to have amazing assets that come out. We're going to have everything that we can think of to help you guys. We are going to be doing videos. I have instructed all of the coaches to hit the subgroups, and so that they can go either live or that they can do videos in the subgroups on things that are very particular to a subgroup. All of that will happen on Facebook. I don't think we're going to put every one of them into the private member podcast where you will get overwhelmed by how much content we are going to put out for you guys. I am going to be trying to go live almost daily. I won't be live inside the tribe today because I'm live inside of here today, but you are going to see me going live. Even if I go live public, what I want to do is I want to put this content inside the tribe just so you have one place to look for it and you're not trying to like piecemeal it everywhere. So we will make sure my content is inside the private member podcast for you guys. But we're looking at all kinds of ideas to help you. So just know that we are just doing everything that we possibly can to make all of this easier on you so that your weight loss and your eating and your health can still be top priority while all this other stuff is happening around you and you're dealing with that. I want your weight loss and I want your food and everything to be that safe landing that allows you when, you know, when this is all over with, I don't know if it'll be over with, but in about probably in 4 weeks, we're going to have a very different perspective than we do today. And I think it's actually going to be better. I am watching how we are coming together as a country. It is amazing if you look for the right stuff. A lot of people are panicking and talking the who nanny. But when you really look around, people are doing amazing things. And I just think because we are all taking a collective pause to regroup, it's really going to help things. I don't think there's anything wrong with believing that. Let me tell you the reason why I wanted to say that is because a lot of you are like, oh no, it's going to be horrible. It's going to be all these things. Let's check your feeling line against my feeling line. My feeling line offers me some peace. My feeling line offers me an action line that gets to work on how to be a solution. Doesn't need to go to bed drinking every night. Doesn't need a snack to get through the next moment. It allows me to manage my mind. It allows me to pay attention to my thoughts and my feelings. When you sit there and think that everything's going to go to shit and it's going to be horrible and all this other kind of stuff, I want you to think about how you feel and what's your action line going to look like. It will not be like mine. My result when this is all over is I will be maintaining my weight. I will have a bit stronger sense of who I am. I will have practiced so many mental skills during this time that I will come out on the other side and everything after this will look like a fucking joke to get through. This other feeling line, this other action line, the result is I'm starting over when everything kicks back up and then I feel overwhelmed and busy and I've only learned how to blame the next circumstance. I'm not doing that to myself and I don't think any of you should do it to yourself either. It is just like with your weight. There is nothing wrong with believing in that it happening. If it doesn't happen, you don't feel worse because you believed. If it doesn't happen, if you feel bad, you know it's because of how you're thinking. Or you don't believe that it's going to happen. You feel all the way bad, all the way there, and then you get there. And you just feel bad. You just had a lot of time to practice feeling terrible. I'm not doing that to myself. I woke up this morning, like I had a couple days that were like all over the place. I was up and down, up and down, up and down. And I'm just like, I'm not doing this to myself anymore. Because I'm doing that to me. And I'm done with that shit. I refuse to come out on the other side of this with thought habits, mental habits, physical habits that I don't want to keep, that I'm going to have to break. And I encourage all of you to do the same. Okay, let's do some coaching. Let me look at the Q&A real quick just to make sure. Okay, thank you, Betsy. Oh, let me make sure. Let's see. Raise your hand if you want to get coached. A lot of you have already got your hands raised. I would like everybody, though, to look at their phone, look at their device. If you do not want me to call on you, please put your hand down because every now and then we call on people and y'all didn't actually mean to raise your hand. Right now is your warning shot. I'm going to call on you and you're going to be on the potty. You're going to have your pants down. Something's going to happen. make sure that when you, that you are in a space where you have some good lighting, you have a good connection, you're not walking around. Y'all know I get sick to my stomach. Keep your ass seated. And just make sure there's not a lot of bullshit going on in the background, like dogs barking and all this other kind of stuff. It's just better for the replay. Y'all can chat as much as you want in the chat box. Coach Betsy is down there. She's going to be answering the questions, and she will also, if there's a question that's asked over there that she thinks that I should ask on the video, she will pop it over to the Q&A. I can encourage you to use the Q&A first before you ask in the Q&A box. I don't get to everything in the Q&A all the time, so sometimes Betsy can actually answer the question for you in the chat, so just ask over there, and make sure that you have pen and paper. If you are in a place where you can take notes, you get that bitch and you write like you want fire to come out of it and take all your notes and learn. All right, let's do it. Nanu, I was just talking to you the other day from the France. Let's go. How'd you like that? From the France. You know how I am. I love me some exotic. To me, France is exotic. Okay. I know. I'm just like, anything outside the United States, I'm like a hick. I'm like, where are you from?
All right. So thank you.
You're welcome. So what were we talking about?
I'm popular since yesterday. But thank you for answering my question. But before I start, I just want to say thank you to Betsy, because I get on a call last week with her. And I actually tried what she told me, and I lost weight this week. So I'm really proud of myself.
I'm proud of the both of you. It's amazing when you listen to us coaches what might happen.
My question, thank you, Betsy. My question is today about my favorite food, and it's rice, banana, and peanut butter. I followed the course on the food that have power on us, and that is not true. I try to do that, but the thing is, I love the food when it's hot. So I wait for the 20 minutes when you were talking, and then after that, the food wasn't that good. But when the food is hot, it's different. So I always overeat on that.
So what is different? It's not the temperature.
Oh, what is it if it's not the temperature?
It's a thought about the food changes. You go from this isn't worth it to this is worth it.
Okay.
That's what really changes. The question is, when it's hot, can you adopt the thought it's not worth it?
No.
You could. Let's just be honest. And let me ask you this. If it's hot and you really want it, but you know for sure that you're going to die tomorrow if you eat it, could you be like, well, it's not worth it, even though it's tasty right now?
Okay, I see.
Let me tell you why. Like, we don't need to threaten your life in order to get you to not eat it. But let me show you what actually happens in that moment. You suddenly have a really deep desire attached to not eating it. What we haven't found yet is your deepest desire right now is to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Versus your deepest desire needs to be to say no, because you want something else more.
Okay. All right. So
go ahead. You go ahead.
About my TDL, I don't know what I'm supposed to write on the intentional, because actually about the fact that it's hot or it's cold, it's different. So, it sounds different to me now.
What is your unintentional thought?
My unintentional thought is that, give me just a moment.
It's okay. Let's just pretend it's sitting in front of you and it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really wanting it. Like, what comes up for you? Like, what do you think about? Like, just give me a few things that you think about.
I think it's the time. I'm lucky. I'm really excited. No, that is the feeling. But my thought is it's really good. I hope nobody will eat my food.
I hope nobody will eat my food.
Yeah.
That one is an easy switch. I hope I don't eat this food. Anytime you're like wishing someone else doesn't eat it, say, I hope nobody else eats this food. And me too. I'm included in anybody. That is just a mental trigger to remind you that you also don't want to be eating it. I think, and I just want to say this, it just popped into my head. I think a lot of us think that because we in the moment want it, that that means we must actually want it. It doesn't always mean that. We have the want of not wanting to eat it too. We're just not reminding ourselves in that moment that we don't really want this. We just want the feeling that's going to come along with it.
Okay. Wow. That just blows my mind. I never thought about it like this. But can I say I open to believe that I don't want the food, because for me it seems unreal saying that in front of.
Here's what I would tell myself, and this is just, you can do that, but what you can tell yourself, it's like, I think I want the food, but what I really want is the feeling that's attached to eating it. So what is it that you're going to feel once you start eating it?
In my intentional TDL?
No, and just don't worry about your TDLs right now. Let's pretend we have our banana, rice, and peanut butter, which sounds amazing. I can understand why you would want it. So, in the moment, you want it, and you're excited, and you're going to eat it. And then once you eat it, how are you going to feel? Like the good part, not like, I'm not talking about afterward when you're just like, wah, wah, I shouldn't have ate it. You know, talking about the part where like I'm eating it.
Satisfaction.
Okay. Satisfaction.
Peace, kind of peace. Because if I can eat it, it just means that nobody else eat it. So I feel at peace.
Okay. So that is what you're really looking for. Oh. I want your brain to just think on that. You don't have to start ultimate the next time you have it, I want you to just remind yourself, I don't really want this food. Here's what I'm actually wanting right now. I want peace and satisfaction because that's what the food gives me. We eat that in order to get this. Because let me just tell you, you know how we know that you don't want the food?
Let me know.
When it's cold, you're pissed and you don't eat it.
Yeah.
And you probably go about looking for peace and satisfaction.
Definitely.
You don't just go like, I gotta go to the store. The only thing that's gonna solve this is peanut butter, rice, and some banana. That's how I know all of you. It's not about the wine. It's not about the Snicker or the pizza or whatever it is. Because if that was really the only thing you wanted, you guys would kill somebody to get it. You'd go out and you would hunt and gather to have it. It's the feeling from the food that you're truly looking for. And if you'll just be with that for a little bit. So the next few times that you're having it, remind yourself, I know that I like to think that I really want this, but it's when I eat this, I feel peace and satisfaction. Because the next step is asking yourself, how can I feel peace and satisfaction without needing to eat?
Yeah, that's the right question.
That's the question to be writing on.
Yeah.
Okay. And I would do it in two parts. I would ask myself first, how can I feel peace and satisfaction without food? And I don't want you doing it in all these different areas. I'm in the moments when I typically want to eat the food, what am I going to need to do to generate peace and satisfaction? It's going to be the way you're thinking about whatever's going on around you in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Peace and satisfaction does not come from the food. It comes from your thoughts about once you've had it. This is good. Thank God nobody else ate this.
Yeah.
That's what we really want to have. And then if you do eat, you need to generate thoughts that do not create peace and satisfaction anymore. You need thoughts that are going to create some pain. And I don't mean shame. There's a difference between I'm never going to get my goals, you're a loser, and all this other stuff from the pain of like, this wasn't on my plan. I'm going to need to do a discovery worksheet. Like, you don't have time to entertain yourself with good thoughts around it. You need to tell yourself the truth. I chose to eat this over creating my own feelings of peace and satisfaction today. You need to feel honest rather than peaceful and satisfied. And when I say create some pain, one of the ways that we break habits is when a habit becomes painful, your brain will do all it can to form a peaceful, easy habit. If we keep doing the same thing over and over again and thinking the same thing over and over again and allowing it to be peaceful and satisfying, your brain will just want to keep doing it over and over and over again.
Okay. So I get that with your answer from yesterday. So I will practice that.
Yeah.
And I see. I hope I will have a great report for the next time. But it's really helpful to see the rice, banana, peanut butter things on a different perspective. So it's really great. I will work on that and continue what I'm doing. So.
And at that, you just nailed it. It's all about perspective. You know, we get very, like you even said, I'm going to find that hard to believe, Corinne. We get very locked into just what we've thought about something all the time and for a long time. It will feel in your body as very truthful. I can't tell you how many times I get coached by my coach on stuff. And she'll ask me, well, how's that feel? And I'm like, it feels so true. And then that's when we just start like looking at it from like, well, what else could be true? What else could be true about this? And that perspective shift, what it does is it allows you to start knowing that you've only been telling one side of the story. There's another side of a story, and that's probably a more useful one to tell over and over again versus the one you keep telling now. Okay. You'll do fine. Listen to the call. Pull out the questions that I told you to ask, like just make yourself a little outline of like these things. And then there's no order. Like I literally just listen and tell you guys to do shit. So, you know, it ain't gonna be like, I got to do it in this exact order. Just pick one thing and do that a few times and then pick another thing and then do that a few times. It will start unlocking it for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. And I love your accent, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
It's rare that I get to say that.
Okay. So thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Kimberly. If you're one of my 6-day people and you're here with your hand raised, I don't know if I have any. You guys, if you can come back at the 2 o'clock call, we have a 2 o'clock call just for you guys. I'll coach you over there if you want. Hey.
Hi.
So what am I coaching on?
So, you know, after everything you said at the top of the call, this feels sort of petty, but I can imagine that I am not the only one who's having these thoughts lately. So we have coached before on my relationship with my son, and he tantrums a lot, and I've come a long way on that. But part of the story that I was telling myself the whole time was that I'm an introvert. I need a lot of breaks in order to, you know, stay sane or recharge or whatever it is. And now we're all quarantined at home together.
This is not going to be, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be doing so many lives and so many videos. People are not used to being at home with nothing to do.
Well, like, I like that.
This is the real crisis. We're all at home with our loved ones. What does this say about us as a society that we're all freaking out about being with our loved ones 24/7?
I'm done some thought work around that, you know, and I am grateful. Like, so far they've been awesome. And what I've been working on so far is like figuring out how to get breaks, like trying to get creative about where can I get breaks? How can I take them?
But let me ask you this. I think you have a fundamental flaw in what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. You're trying to break the model.
Okay.
And I don't like it when people try to break the model.
Okay. Explain.
You think, like, so I'm an introvert and I need frequent breaks in order to feel there's a problem. What is a break?
What is a break?
Where does it go in the model?
The circumstance, right? No. Or an action?
It's an action.
Okay.
And you're expecting an action to give you a feeling.
Mm.
Now, once you take the break, here's what happens. You have thoughts about it. Like, that's exactly what I needed.
Right.
But in order to take the break, right now, what you're doing is you're taking I'm afraid what you're setting yourself up to do, like first model problem that we have is you're setting yourself up to take the break from a place of escape.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I'm an introvert and I need them. How does that feel?
Terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
So now what we're doing is your break is no better than somebody else saying, like, I really need to feel excited. Turn on the porn. Like, it's the same thing. It's like, get me a snack, get me some porn, let's go spend some money, whatever it is. It's a buffer.
Right, right. And then I know, and that's part of the reason I got on the call, because I know that at the end of the day is going to be like, I need some wine.
So, right. Especially if, because like, you can't always take breaks.
Not right, exactly. One. Yeah.
But let me ask you this. What are you wanting the break to do for you? If this is just like the last caller, this is peanut butter, rice, and banana all over again.
Mm-hmm.
What is the break going to do for you? It's going to create a feeling. And that is what you're truly searching for.
Yeah. I mean, what I tell myself is that when I have those breaks, I can complete a thought. No one's going to interrupt me. I can, you know.
You can complete a thought with somebody interrupting you. Y'all talk to me all the damn time and I complete thoughts in my head.
Mm. Yeah. That doesn't feel true right now. So maybe that's what
because you keep telling yourself it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Yeah, and it just, you know, the break feels, because I keep telling myself it can be sometimes relentless with the like, mom, 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 mom.
Let me ask you this. Are you like, this is what I notice. So, you know, I have a kid that wants to like tell, like, he had this running joke at the relationships weekend. I wish you had been there.
Me too.
Would have really dug this one. But yes. Several of us have children who are, you know, on the spectrum, who have very unique interests. Mm-hmm. And they like to go deep. So like Blake and her daughter, she likes to talk about the birds of North America all the time. Mm-hmm. And she came home and her daughter's like, learned all I can. Now it's the time to talk about the birds of the South America. She's like, hey. Mm-hmm. And what we talked about is like, and I want you to really identify this. Like when all, like what are you needing a break from? Like the noise, right? Essentially,
right?
So if you have the break, you will feel what?
Peace.
So what I want you to challenge yourself to do is how do you cultivate peace on the feeling line with the noise being the circumstance?
How do I cultivate peace on the feeling line with noise being the circumstance? I mean, lately, we're only a day and a half in, but I have been working on saying, like, some people would not find this annoying.
Well, I don't think that's going to work.
Okay.
Because you are finding it annoying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm able to kind of coach myself out of that in the moment. To a certain extent.
What do you mean? If you say coach myself out of it, tell me what you mean by that. Because I think this
is like, a good one. Okay, my son is screaming. And I can say, like, you always get, like, this happens a lot. There was a time where you felt like you couldn't take this, and you've always proven that wrong. Like, you can take it. And then that kind of brings me back to a place of peace.
Okay, if that's working.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's working.
Being annoyed.
If I just let myself be annoyed?
Yeah, like what if you just decide, this is annoying, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those moms that gets annoyed when their son is screaming all the time. Just like I tell myself all the time. Like, yeah, not every moment of listening to these stories is amazing, and that's okay. And I find peace mm-hmm. with myself.
Right. I guess that's where I get tripped up, because I do, you know, I do say that to myself sometimes, and that leads to eventually, after an entire day of that, really feeling like I need the break. So
tell me why. Why after telling, like, why if you are all day long going, this is part of mothering. We're mothering right now.
Mm-hmm.
When my child is crying, I'm mothering.
Yeah.
Rather than I need a break.
And I do. Yeah, I guess I still feel like I need a break. It's like I can tell myself I'm mothering, and that kind of takes me out of the like hopeless despair mm-hmm. mindset.
Yeah.
But I still don't like it. You know, I still want to get away from it.
But that's the thing. Why? Why do you want to get away from that part? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, because I just prefer not to be screamed at.
Right.
You know?
You're trying to change your circumstance, but that's the painful thought. I don't want to be screamed at.
Mm-hmm.
That's not reality. That's not a helpful thought. Like when you say, I don't want to be screamed at, what does mm-hmm. that generate for you? Because that's ultimately the problem that we're having here. So I need a break because I don't want to be screamed at.
Right. Totally.
That feels like what?
That feels like, I don't know the word for it. I always say, like, I feel like I have been, like, backed into a corner.
Trapped?
Trapped, yes. That is the word.
Trapped, and then our action is? What else happens?
You know, I think when it gets, when I've been like taking it all day,
taking it.
I know. I can hear myself saying it. I could yell, I could drink wine, or take breaks when I can.
The thing that I'm sensing from you is that you have noise and sun screaming up here. You have not made peace that this is a circumstance now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to be yelled at, as if right. that's ever going to be helpful for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Like, literally your up-level thought is, he's yelling.
And there's nothing behind that. Like, there's no,
you need to neutralize it.
Okay.
I think the big problem you have is your definition, because if you yell and drink, I don't want to be screamed at, I yell, I drink, you're basically tantruming yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just decide to tantrum right along with him.
Right. Yeah. And I have done, I mean, I've been working on this for about a year now. So I've improved a fair bit, but yeah. Now it's like,
I think what's happening is that you have learned how to, and this happens very often, you do feel better because you have cut out a lot of your unnecessary emotional suffering around it. Mm-hmm. So that always feels better. Like if you, and I can't remember, I remember one time we were coaching, you were sitting on a front porch, weren't you?
Right, back porch.
Yeah. All right. Uh-huh. I was like, I know this face.
Right.
But it seems like, if correct me if I'm wrong, but when we first coached, we had to coach around a lot of your self-judgment about you being a mother who didn't like all of it.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is what I see happens very often. So we have a kid who's yelling and who has tantrums, and we have all the things, just like I had Logan with his and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the first level of crap we have to work through, which is, I'm really hard on myself because mm-hmm. I think I'm a bad mom. I think mm-hmm. it shouldn't be happening. Like I have all this host of my own crap I've got to work through. And then we remove that layer and we feel better. Amen. Automatically, just because the additional suffering is removed. Now we have the boring suffering that we're going through,
right?
Which is the next level. And I think for you, you've like decided, I'm not a bad mom. Mm-hmm. This is just the scenario. So nobody has to be at fault here now. Now I just have these thoughts I got to clean up.
Right.
Because I'm not, here's the thing. I don't expect you to sit there all day long and have a kid yelling and screaming and doing all the things. And we got to find peace and happiness in it.
Right. Yeah.
But if you want to find peace, the first place you do it is getting to neutral about the situation. And understand what thoughts am I still hanging on to that are ginning me up?
Mm-hmm.
So me thinking I don't want to be screamed at when someone is screaming at me is not useful.
Right. It's just not going to help.
No. It's like arguing with reality. It'd be like me saying, you know, I sure wish I wasn't on this coaching call when I got another hour to go.
Right.
It just makes, it's when people go to work every day and you're just like, I sure wish I didn't have to be here. It's not a useful thought.
Right.
Because here's the problem. Like, you actually do want him screaming at you. You know how I know this?
How?
You haven't given your child away.
That's true.
This is what comes with this child. And wishing it wasn't happening, not wanting it to happen, is a painful thought for you. Understanding, like, this is, he's just screaming. Like, if you can get to there, that will give you what I call the next level of relief. Because you will go from trapped to just being present.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. I want you to think about, if you spent your whole day not feeling trapped now, and you spent your entire day practicing feeling present with everything that was going on, would you have more emotional bandwidth at the end of the day to say no to wine?
That is interesting, because I think that's it, the exact opposite of what I've been trying to do with the breaks, is find a way to, you know, when I do feel overwhelmed, to physically not be present. Yes. So to practice being present, like, regardless of what he's doing, is interesting.
And I think sometimes, like, when he's yelling or whatever, and you just saying, like, you know what? Mama needs a break. But when you go in, you just tell yourself, I don't need a break because I don't want him screaming at me. I'm taking a break because I just want one.
Okay.
I mean, that, like, you know, when we talk about it, I want you to think about how can I just neutralize so much of the story that I'm telling around it? You do it by pulling out the ways that you're describing it. And you just one thought at a time, like, what did you say? I'm just taking it and taking it. It's another thought that I would work. It's like, no, you're not taking anything. You're standing there. This is not me taking it. I'm standing in the room with someone who's screaming. Just get it back. Like, one of the things that I've been researching the last 2 days through all of this is, you know, what are the basics of feeling good? The basics of feeling good are, make the story boring. You take out a lot of this and you just get it to, this is just what it is. It's just boring. Eventually your brain wants to create a story. When it's neutral, it's a lot easier to create a better story. When it's this,
it
feels so disjointed and so disconnected and too hard. It's too much of a leap.
Right. That is very helpful. Yeah.
All right, mama.
All right, cool. Well, I've got a lot.
How old is your kid again? Seven?
He's 3.5.
I don't know why I thought you said seven.
No. Yeah, the older one is 6, but.
What's his interest?
He's really funny. He's like a jokester. He loves to laugh. You know, he's into a lot of stuff. Like, he just wants to be with us, helping us, and, you know, joking around and being all together. So
that's what I'm doing. That's potty humor jokes.
That is, no, that's what I was like walking around saying. There's a lot of like fart talk in our house right now.
I am sure.
So,
all right. Well, you hang in there.
thank you. I hope I'll see you in April for camp.
We're on. Well, you know, the only thing that I just told Chris, I said, look, we're just going to hang on. And, you know, if CDC and everybody shuts us down, of course, we have no option and stuff.
Right. But,
I just figure if the whole world can change in 4 days, who knows what could happen in 6 weeks.
Totally. Exactly.
So. It literally changed in 4 days. Like, everybody's right. Like, oh, my God.
No, it's crazy. So, yeah, so, well, fingers crossed.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. All right, Colleen. I know, isn't it nuts? It's like, if the world can change in 4 days, like, I just want you all to just imagine think about everything. Like, if you had asked us, I was watching this on the news. If you had said 2 weeks ago, like, oh yeah, the NBA is going to shut down, like all these things were going to happen. Everybody would have been like, you are doing drugs. What drugs are you doing? And give us all some. And everything changed. And I think it's a true testament to the resiliency of humanity. Our brains do not like change. And yet we're all figuring out, like, everybody's figuring out ways to get shit done. So there you go. All right. What are we coaching on?
So I'm in the bathroom. I locked myself in the bathroom. My husband.
You're getting it done.
Vacuuming. So I can't go anywhere, but, so this is my second call. My first one was with MJ, probably at the end of January. And it was super helpful. I have been a member since April.
Okay.
And I started off strong. I was down 18 pounds. And then from the beginning of July, really until January.
Yeah.
Not doing great. Gaining and losing the same 5 pounds over and over and over. So I decided to finally do a call. You know, doing these calls are hard for me. It's very difficult for me to be vulnerable, but I've pushed myself past that. I've embraced it, which is why I'm doing it again today. So February, I did awesome. I lost 6 pounds. I'm a super slow loser. I was shocked by 6 pounds.
So you're not a super slow loser. Let's just stop saying that.
Well, that's the piece of it. So I think I hold on to an old story and I need to keep working on that for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't even work on it. I would just, every time you say it, say, oh, that's a lie. I forgot. I don't think that anymore.
Yeah, I really need to get rid of that for sure.
I would. And that this is a key point for a lot of you, is that there are just some thoughts that are just such bullshit. It's like, we don't need to do 1,000 models on it. Sitting right around thinking I'm a slow loser. It's like, yeah, Here's how I had to think about it. You know what I am? Someone getting into action. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
yeah,
your action line's intact. Guess what? I rarely see anybody who complains about weight loss, who's like, their action line is so dialed in and they're doing all the things and trying all the things and like blah, 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 blah. They're so busy with their action line, they ain't got time to even think about being a slow loser.
Right. So the call with MJ was super helpful. You need to rewrite your story. I've been working on that. I've been journaling more than I ever have. I've been really, you know, trying to sort of get rid of those negative thoughts about myself. So I was doing great. I had lost 3 weeks in a row, which was shocking. I was feeling good. People were saying to me, oh, you look good, you know. Then I'm up a pound, 1.2. because I was getting my period, and it just...
Oh my God. You didn't tell me that.
But it said, I was doing okay for a little while. I was managing my thoughts around it, but then...
Why don't we manage our thoughts around when things go bad so that we can just be resilient as fuck? Why are we only going to manage our mind around the good times?
So the past week, I've been doing terrible. Terrible. And each day gets worse and worse and worse. Like,
so why do you think that is?
I really
gained 1.2 on period.
Yep. So I really think the story that I have in my head of being a slow loser, and that I've got a fat girl thinking, restrictive thinking, even though I tell myself I'm eating a small amount of food. I need to be okay with that. It's just how it's going to have to be. But I think, because I'm doing that, I feel like if I don't feel like I get a reward from the scale, then it just sets me into a tailspin, which is
The scale did reward you. It rewarded you with 6 pounds for all your actions. Then you had your period. It rewarded you with 1.2 pounds to show you that your period is going to make you swell.
Right. And then this week I was up 2, of course.
But was that from your period or is that from jackass eating because of the 1.2?
Exactly.
So the scale didn't do anything. The scale rewarded you one more time. Like this is the bitter truth. The scale keeps rewarding you with the truth.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
you eat like an asshole, you're going to gain weight. It's right. Math.
Right.
You have your period, you're going to swell. Mm-hmm. Be patient. You're going to, this is when I gift you some patience.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's in that moment that I feel like I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this to myself?
You know why? Tell me why you're doing it.
I get the right here. Epic, maybe.
No, it's your thoughts.
Right.
That's the only reason. Like, we don't do jack shit until we have a thought.
Hmm. So,
like saying, like, I don't know why I do it. That is the most useless thing that all of you think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the moment.
Tell me why, and we're going to solve your why, because your brain's like, I don't know why I do this to myself.
Well, I feel like when it's happening, it feels so out of my control. It feels like I can't stop. It's like a freight train.
Yeah, it's all right. So here's what I would like for you to think. If you know that's your pattern,
mm-hmm.
when I have weigh-ins and they're up,
mm-hmm.
here's what I know about myself. My brain races. It thinks all of this old stuff. So the next time I weigh, I want to be very prepared for that so that when it comes in fast, I have a mechanism to slow my roll before I eat a roll.
Mm-hmm. That's a good saying. Slow your roll before you eat a roll. Yeah. So.
But what you guys go is, I don't know why it happens. It's just fast. Y'all go to the action line of whining
mm-hmm.
rather than, all right, if I know that's my pattern
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to keep going and I'm going to like lose some weight, here's the next piece to work on. Like your next piece of work is not to like, but I'm just so overwhelmed and all this other stuff. It's like, no, I know exactly what my problem is.
Yep.
I have to start having a protocol for weighing in. When I weigh in, this is what I do usually. This is what I will do. I will carry a sticky note with me if I have to. I will have a recording, whatever I need. I will breathe through it. I know my brain's going to race. And I'm going to have a very dialed in food protocol for the 2 days while my brain wants to act like an asswipe and send up all the old thoughts. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That part is going to have to happen. You can't get rid of the part of you that does not have a healthy relationship with the scale until mm-hmm. you come in with the version of you want to. If you want a healthy version of
right.
you, she's got to come in and the three of you are going on a road trip across America. Y'all yeah, gonna ride in a car for a long time, weighing in all the way until you drop off the old school one.
I feel like Jekyll and Hyde. I feel like there's two versions of me.
There is.
The perfectionist of me who's like, I am 100% perfection for a month. And then I do this. Like, who is she? Like, who is this person?
There's nothing wrong with you. All of us have two sides. Trust me. Most of us have 30 sides to us. We're all Sybil. Mm-hmm. Every one of us. You mm-hmm. have a version of you that when the result is what you want, everything mm-hmm. goes fine.
Right.
You're no different than any other human, and you need to quit judging yourself. You need to just be like, oh, wait, I forgot. I'm not special.
Right.
I am like everyone else. Because if you're special, then you feel terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You're like the rest of us. When we don't get the result we expect, we freak out. We're really good at managing our mind when things go the way we want them to go.
Right.
When things don't go the way we want them to go, that's when you have to learn how to manage your mind. It's really easy when everything's going right. It's not so easy when it's not meeting our expectations. That's when you double down.
Yeah. Okay. So I had started with our, I have a really good accountability group. I'm really lucky and fortunate, and it's evolved. It's really evolved, but it's a great group. And I've been really honest on there. I post my journal, I post my discovery sheets, I post my plans. And then I had kind of proposed that we do a Marco Polo after weigh-in. And what's interesting is I only did them when I did well.
Right.
So
guess what the next piece of homework for you is?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
To get out my feelings about it and use my group. And I think
learn
I have to
learn how to be disappointed.
Right.
Without disappointing yourself further.
Right. For a week.
Right. Yeah. Like if you had, like, let's just look at this. I gained 1.2 pounds on my period after losing 6.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most boring, boring circumstance ever.
Mm-hmm.
Your thought is, oh fuck, let's go eat something.
Yeah. I wish it was that conscious. You know, I wish it was, you know.
No, you don't wish it was that conscious. That is a terrible thought for you. That is a terrible thought for all of you. I wish it was that conscious.
Mm.
You know what your thought needs to be?
Mm.
I'm determined to make it conscious.
Mm-hmm.
That's a productive thought.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wishing that it would just like happen as it, because I wish it was that conscious. How does that feel?
Like I don't have any control over it.
Out of control. And if we don't have control, guess what we do? We go put food in our mouth because at least we can control that.
Right. Right. And today I'm thirsty. I have a headache. I feel terrible. I was feeling so good. Like, yeah.
How many days do you think it's going to be eating with awareness and consciousness and eating like someone who's like determined to lose weight? How many days do you think it's going to be before you feel amazing?
Probably 3.
Max. I will bet you, like for all of you who are just like, oh my God, I'm so out of control. Blah, blah, blah. Let me just tell you, whenever I like, if I have too much to drink and eat some shit,
mm-hmm.
the next day, it's always like, ooh, fuck. Like, it's like, this feels like, now I remember why I don't do this anymore. Right. The next day, I already feel a little better because I'm looking for the little ways that I feel better. I compare it. This is what you guys do. I feel like ass and I'm comparing this to my highlight day, right? How about we like, I feel like ass. And then the next day get up and compare it to the day that you felt like ass, like see how much better we're already feeling rather than like, well, we're still feeling bad. We're still suffering after that overeat. We were feeling so good when we were getting all of our results. Like that is like the collective whining when we're hanging on to the idea.
Yeah.
Wish this was easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a total pity pot.
Yeah.
And I'm on it. I'm literally on the toilet right now, actually, but just sitting here.
Are you rich with toilet paper right now?
You know, I didn't stock up on anything.
We didn't either. I told Chris, I said, check that TP. Everybody's, you know, getting the TP. And I said, I don't want to go stockpile. I said, but I at least want to be able to wipe my ass if I need to.
That's it. So I have one last quick question.
Yeah.
Okay. So I decided to go on this call today. I'm doing my menu planning. I'm doing some cleaning today. I'm drinking my water. I'm getting myself back on track and I'm doing all the things I need to be doing. So I do feel like I need to kind of work on, and maybe this is through journaling, around being okay with, you know, what if my life is better with a smaller amount of food? Like, how do you embrace that and it not mean,
you look for what, like, so you, what you do is you like just really write about it.
Mm-hmm.
What just are my thoughts now around, like, why do I feel like I need more food than what my body tells me?
Right.
Sorry, I'm just over here burping this water like nobody's business. So you look at that and you be like, well, if it, like, why do I need, like, what is it that's coming up for me that a smaller amount of food is all I need?
Yeah. What does like, that mean?
Yeah, like your thoughts about it being depriving or odd or, you know, whatever comes up will all come out in the wash over there. And just look at them. I am going to tell you guys, like, it takes so little for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And I work out and I do all the things. And even still, I'm just like, are we sure this is like all we need today? Yeah. Like, I'm like, this, it just, yeah. I mean, and I just remind myself, like, seriously, just go with what your body says. Like, last night was a good example. I just was, like, anxious yesterday. And mm-hmm. I worked all day long on being anxious. Like, I didn't try to escape it. I was just like, oh, my gosh, this is what anxious feels like. And, like, I was like, all right, we're going to, like, finish this next thing. I was just like, do one thing at a time. That's all mm-hmm. you can do. And if you feel bad, I would tell myself, what sentence is causing this? And I would just be like, I don't even want to change the sentence. I just want to know the sentences. That's like, if I just know my brain is causing all my feeling pain, mm-hmm. I'm so much better at experiencing my feelings than if I am like, oh my God, the world's ending and that's why I'm in pain. You know, it's just like, so I couldn't eat. Like, I got up, I did my workout. I knew I need, like, I was like, I knew it was time. Like, when I say I knew I needed to eat, it was like, I knew it was time to eat. Like, I normally would eat during this time and I would normally be hungry. I was not hungry at all. I was nauseated. And mm-hmm. I know that was part of, like, anxiety and everything that was mm-hmm. happening yesterday. And the day kept going and the day kept going. And finally, about 2 o'clock, I was like, just foggy headed. And I said, okay, I know you don't feel hungry, but you're getting foggy headed. You probably just do need to eat at this point. So I ate very little and mm. I went to bed and didn't even eat dinner. Mm. I just was like, I can't do it. And it was, I really asked myself, what's going on here? And I said, self, you have had a lot of stress today. You're running on no sleep and a lot of cortisol in your body. Your body is saying we need to calm down before you add in food for us to have to work on digestion and stuff. Like, it's almost like my body needed a break. Mm-hmm. And I just rolled with it. Now, I woke up this morning, you know, hungry as a fucking, you know, bull elephant. So I ate my breakfast. I was like, hello, breakfast. I feel better. But, you know, that's like, even yesterday, I was sitting there thinking, like, all day long, like, this is not much food to survive on. This is just like, my brain just wanted to freak out about it. And I just have to keep reminding myself, my body always knows better than my emotional state. Mm-hmm. And that is so helpful for me because mm-hmm. whenever I'm like thinking I need to be eating and I feel panicky or I feel justified or I feel owed or, you know, whatever it is that we seek,
yeah.
I always know the body knows better than the emotional state we're in right now. And mm-hmm. I just always fall back to, let me be wrong about it in the emotional realm and let my body be right about it over there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll go clean that house.
I am.
My day is way more fun. I'm just coaching. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye. Amber. Hey guys, if you asked questions in the Q&A, will you make sure you asked them in the chat? We're so many people waiting to get coached. I may not get to them over here. If you don't feel comfortable putting them in the Q&A, Betsy, if you sent one over, just let me know in the Q&A. You can post them in the Facebook group. Our coaches are combing the Facebook group daily right now, just as we kind of like get everybody situated with all this coronavirus junk. So you can always tag No BS Coaches and one of them will respond to you. I also wanted to remind everybody, and then we'll start coaching Amber, that we have now two accounts. One is called at No BS Coaches and the other one's called at No BS Community. If you tag them, what happens is it will tag all of our coaches and all of our community team now so that, like, you know, you don't have to just tag one person. You don't have to use hashtag ask anymore and all that kind of stuff. Okay. Well, we coaching on Amber.
Uncertainty.
Word of the day.
Right. just like everybody else in my world got turned upside down. And I know that's dramatic. I've been working on not being dramatic, but on Friday, I'm a teacher in Washington State. And on Friday, our governor at like 2 o'clock said schools are closing on Tuesday for 6 weeks. So that was, you know, sudden. I mean, we knew that it was probably coming, that schools were going to close, and then it just happened just like that. Mm-hmm. And it happened on Friday, so then there's not a lot of what's going to happen next week. Am I working? Am I not working? You know, where are my kids going to go? That sort of thing. And so I've not been handling it very well. So it's, I thought I would jump on here.
It's probably that one thought you're hanging on to, which is my world just got turned upside down.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I listened to, it was a replay, so I don't know exactly when you did it. It might've been Friday. And you said, write down facts and write down your thoughts about those facts. Yes. So I did that. And yes, that kind of helped. You want me to read it to you?
No, you don't read it. I want to know, okay, like, so it was helpful. Why?
It was helpful just because I saw, like, really clearly what are the facts. And then, like, my thoughts about that were like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't.
But let's examine those thoughts. Are they even true? I don't know what's going on. Let's take that one.
Well,
whichever one you want to work on.
Well, like one I said was, I do not know what I will be doing for 6 weeks. Like,
okay, that's not a useful thought, right?
Right.
Does it feel true?
Yeah. Because okay. I don't.
Because you want to argue with me that you don't know what you're going to be doing for the next 6 weeks.
Right.
And then here we have, like, the I don't know. We have our I don't know thought. And the feeling is what?
Uncertainty. Out of control. I'm not.
It's probably more out of control.
Out of control.
And what's the action line besides worry?
Worry, yeah.
I'm sure you're daydreaming about worst case scenarios.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
So we'll put worst case scenarios. Are we eating? Did you say I haven't actually helped?
Yes, Friday and yesterday. Yeah. Today I've been, I mean, my day's kind of just started, but I've been better today. So far.
So we eat, because we always know that if you don't know what's happening, if you eat, suddenly clarity will come.
Sure. Right. Of course.
Well, that is why this thought, we know for sure, like, I worry, I do all the worst case scenarios, i.e. So the thought is, I don't know the next 6 weeks.
Right.
Here's the unfortunate thing. The result is I create a reality in the next 6 weeks that I don't want.
Right. Yeah. And that's why I wanted to jump on the coaching call, because even on Monday when I go to work, like, there's probably still going to be a lot of uncertainty about what they're going to have us do for the next 6 weeks or what it looks like. And so I was like, I can't continue overeating over this, and I can't continue worrying and worst case scenario over this. So
what do you want to be feeling right now?
Oh, gosh.
And let's do this. I tell you what, let's start at the easiest place in the model for everyone, which is always the action line.
Okay.
So I'm going to teach a little bit about the model as we go through this so that everybody can be on the same page. For a lot of you during times like this, sometimes it's hard to figure out, like, how I want to be thinking and feeling. But one thing that you guys do know is, like, well, I know what I want to do. For sure, I know exactly what I want to do. So sometimes what we do is, what we can do is start in the action line so that we know how we actually want to be showing up during all of this stuff. And then we work our way backwards. So, like, okay, so if we're going to actually do these things, we're going to need to pivot our brain. Is that your cat?
Yeah.
I love it. You know how I love a good cat ass. So it's like, what we need to do is teach our brain, like, okay, if this is how I want to show up, what I need to be able to do is get myself to this place so that when I'm feeling uncertain and when all the other stuff comes up, my brain can pivot and go to the thoughts and feelings that will allow me to get here the easiest way possible. And if you know how you want to show up, because right now you don't know. Your only thing that you've got going on in your brain is worst case scenarios, worry, and doomsday. And if, like, so you haven't explored, well, here's how I'd like to be acting, and here's how I'd like to be showing up. Here's the things I would like to be thinking about. Well, you want to be the director of your brain. That's how you create certainty. is by being the director of your brain right now, you're being the victim of your brain.
Right.
You don't need to know what's going to happen in 6 months to manage your mind around it.
Right.
And that's going to be the God's honest truth for all of you, for every one of us. We have to be like, this is our opportunity to truly understand the power that we have at any moment. Because when things are back to normal, we can quit being bullshit victims. I mean, think, I want all of you to just think about the crap you were complaining about last week. I think everybody should have to read, like, for all of you who actually do TDLs, you should go back and read about the crap you were writing about.
Totally.
And right now you'd be like, fuck, if I just had that, I'd be thin, naked, and tanned.
Right. Right.
It's perspective, right? All we have had is a perspective shift of what we thought were problems now look pretty fucking inviting. That's how we know that everything that we've been thinking in the past has literally been a collection of how we thought about it. Because we'd invite it back, usually. All right. So how do you want, so for sure we want to be doing our, like, do you want to be losing weight through this?
Yeah, I'm like, well, I was on Thursday, Friday morning, actually, I was like 3 pounds from goal weight. So okay. Now I'm a little bit up, but it's not permanent. I know, okay. I go back down.
So
but,
we want to like,
yeah, I was hoping
to eat healthy, do the four basics,
okay. Show up for myself, show up for my family.
What does that look like though? It's easy to say show up for myself and my
right.
family, but what does that actually look like? If you were showing up for your family, what would you be? How would they know you're showing up?
You know, engaging with my kids. Yesterday, I was struggling with that. What was that?
Talking to your kids?
Talking to my kids, yeah. Like playing with them, you know, getting down with them. And because if we're going to be in quarantine together, you know, what I was doing yesterday was not going to work for 6 weeks, I'll tell you that.
What were you doing yesterday?
Getting on my phone a lot, you know, avoiding my family.
Okay. So one of the actions is going to be the four basics, playing with the kids, not buffering with the phone.
Right. Yeah.
Guys, all buffering is checking out. Like if you guys are wondering what, like, what is buffering? Buffering is a term that us life coaches use for using some kind of action like food, drinking, phone, whatever, to avoid feeling something. That's all. Buffering always has a negative consequence at the end. Like you could be on your phone texting your mother amazing things or whatever, or researching and stuff, and the result be like, improve my life. But if you're on the phone to check out a life or to like read up on all the worries and confirm your suspicions, then you have a negative consequence, just so people understand. Okay, so we're going to be doing our four basics. We're playing with our kids. We're not buffering with our phone. What else? Like, think about it. The next 6 weeks, what else are the things that you're going to be doing?
Normal life? Yeah, normal life. Yeah, like daily stuff.
To-do list.
What was that?
My to-do list.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I'm pretty sure I am still going to be going to work. So I'll still be going to work and work. Kids will still be going to daycare and that sort of thing. I don't know what work will look like, but I'll be there.
That's okay. Like, right. Yeah. And that's a thought. It's like, I don't know what work will look like, but I will be there.
Right.
Like that's way better than I have no idea what we're going to be doing the next 6 weeks.
Right.
We're in uncertain times. I mean, I want you guys to think, I can't remember what your first thought was, but it was just like, my world is like, rather than saying like, I don't know, Corinne, it's so uncertain. My world has been turned upside down.
Right.
You know, that is a very dramatic way to describe it. It feels true. You will get a jillion people on Facebook to agree with you. There will be people in the chat right now like, girl, I feel you. Like, everybody will agree with you and your crappy thoughts. That is right. The problem with the world. You have crappy thoughts. You've got people to raise their hand and say like, amen. We don't want people amen in that stuff. Do you have an accountability group with the,
I do. Right? Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so we're going to check in with our accountability group.
Yes. Yeah. We check in daily. So
not only check in, but also up level our accountability group.
Yeah.
Like point out when people are having shitty thoughts and stuff. Come in with your power thoughts before you come in with your list of grievances, right? Okay, so that's what we want to be doing the next 6 weeks. We want to be doing right. Four basics and play with our kids. What are we going to need to feel in order to get there?
Well, like out of control was my other one. So like I often, when I do the model, I try to do the opposite. So like in control, I guess. But I don't know.
This. Do you feel like in control right now is an obtainable feeling?
No.
Okay. So let's just go somewhere between out of control and control. Where could we get to? If we're going to be going to wake up each day knowing I'm going to play with my kids some, I'm not going to be using my phone to buffer. I'm going to do life. I mean, basically you're like saying, I would like my action line to be that I just show up doing my life like I was 4 days ago. Right. I'm just going to be doing life in a different way.
Right. Maybe like empowered. I don't know. Like I'm like thinking like boring,
like settled,
just like bored, like same old kind of, but I'm not sure what that feeling is.
Well, let me ask you, when you think, I just want the same old, that would feel what?
Normal, regular.
Right. What if you just want to feel normal?
Yeah.
That's very different from you and thinking my life has been turned upside down. That feels anything right. but normal.
Yeah.
So if you want to feel normal, what are you going to need to think about for the next 6 weeks as decisions are being made, routines are going to be different, all these kinds of things. If you just want to go through all of it feeling very normal, what could you be thinking about instead of my world's been turned upside down?
And then this is a question, but like I guess I'd be asking myself, like, what can I do to keep things normal? Like, and I guess that's my action line, so that doesn't work. But I can do what I can control to keep things normal, maybe.
I can handle
What was that? I can handle it. And I did write that on my powerful thought today on my plan. I wrote, I can handle anything that comes my way. Cause that's, I don't know that I'm believing that right now, but I have in the past.
Do you believe that no matter what happens, you will handle it?
Yeah.
There's a big difference between believing I can handle things and I will handle things.
I will handle anything that comes my way in the next 6 weeks.
Because let me ask you this. If they come up and they just say, like, you know, we're going to make you teach naked.
That'll be fine. There's nobody, there'll be no kids there.
So I will handle it. I'll show up, be naked, I'll let myself, that'll be great. Like, but I mean, I want you guys to think about the concept. A lot of you will like argue, I don't know if I can believe I can handle it. Yet, if you look at the last year, how many times did you think you couldn't handle something? And yet here you are.
Right.
Next crisis. Sure. Next routine's getting changed. Like, I want you to think about, this is a good practice for all of you. How many times in the past month or two have you told yourself you didn't know if you could handle this? You did. You may not always handle it at the action line that you want, but you are handling things.
Right.
Thinking I can't handle it is usually just a lie that we tell ourselves. It's like, it's not really true. Like, I will handle things.
Right. I will. I like the I will instead of the I can, because that does sound like I'm going to have to handle it. So I will handle it.
How does that feel?
It feels, I don't know about normal, maybe not. Yeah. I like empowered a lot. Yeah, I use that one a lot. Like kind of, you know, like maybe empowered is in between in control, because I'm not not that I'm not in control. I'm in control of what I can do, but I'm not in control of what work says I can do. So empowered, maybe like I can handle things.
But I don't even think it's,
like, I will handle things that come my way.
Yeah. Like I will handle the things that come my way.
Right.
And here's the thing that I want you to have too, is like, and sometimes the way I'll handle it is by eating, and I'll catch myself and I know how to autocorrect.
Yeah.
Sometimes it means I'll catch myself like, you know, a day later, I've been scrolling my phone and checking out. I'm willing to check back in. I mean, it's like having like that compassion and that a level of control. That is where you'll find your control, is by not thinking that if your action line isn't perfect all the time, that somehow everything's out of control and uncertain. It's just like, I'm going to figure all of it out. I'm going to handle things. I always do. And if any of this looks like the old stuff, I now know, and I'm willing to get back into how I want to show up.
Right.
That's how we handle things. We don't handle things like it's either this or it's that. It's like we handle things by noticing all of it and then just keep on steering to where we want it to go.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. What was that?
So that's true empowerment. True empowerment is when you empower yourself to accept all of you, everything you think, everything you do, and allow yourself the grace to figure it out, to get closer to where you want to be. That's a real empowered woman.
Right. And that actually, like that too, like I will, like another thought could be like, I will figure this out. Like I will figure this out. As I use that a lot with P&P stuff. Like I'll figure out my overeating at night, and I'll figure out, you know, like those pieces, but this would also work for that too. Like I'll figure out the next 6 weeks. I can handle it. Yeah.
So. And I know you will. It just like, you know, I asked y'all to do a future self letter yesterday. And
I haven't done that yet, but that was the same one I was talking about.
I would do that. I would think about like, okay, I've already done a lot of the worst case. Like if you're going to do worst case scenarios, make sure that you also have like, and if all that happens, here's my game plan, or here's all the worst case scenarios. Is that really likely to happen? If it's so low on the totem pole of likely to happen, right. It's not even worth, like, I am sure I will know something before it comes up where I can like flesh it out. So I'm allowing my brain to let it dream up the worst case scenario. Now it's time to let it dream up the best case scenario. And the best case scenario I encourage all of you to do is to not change circumstances. The best case scenario is everything you learn through the process, every way you show up for yourself, how you could rely on yourself, like all of those things. That's the future self is always telling you how you showed up and what you did and why you did it and how that ended up getting you to where you want to be. Future self is not like, oh my gosh, like the world changed for you so that you could suddenly become, you know, amazing. Well, that sucks. That's not empowering. Like,
right.
You know, I want to know that I was the hero. How was I the hero through all of this?
Yeah.
And
I'm thinking even like doing just a future self that's like in 6 weeks, like what will my future self say about 6 weeks ago?
She will be like, I am so glad you hit maintenance because they don't have to teach naked with the students.
When the kids are there, I think I might get in trouble for that.
So. It's a new world. All right. I think you got it. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's do one more. And then Mama has to take a break because she's got another hour and a half with the other girls. Next, let's see, Lisa. Just a modeling fool today, y'all. Me, my model. I'm even getting better with my handwriting. I wish I was left-handed. I need to move my thing over to the other side, probably. Is your video on? There we go.
Hello. Hi, Lisa.
How are you?
Good.
What are we coaching on today?
Well, I talked with you yesterday. Yeah, I was on, when you were on the live, I was asking you about the shin splints.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah. You talked to somebody yesterday.
Yeah, you talked to me. So the question is, well, first of all, how do I not self-sabotage myself? I've been really good at that over the past several years. Well,
stop saying I'm good at it. How about I'm working on it?
Well, that's the truth. I am working on it. And so
tell me what your self-sabotage is. I want to know what it means to you.
Well, usually if I'm doing good on something, something comes up and I will use that as an excuse to not do anything.
But that's not because you want to do good. Let's separate those two things out, because that's really important with self-sabotage. Okay. A lot of you think, I do really well, and then that causes me to, like, do these things. It's like, okay, that's not what happens.
Okay.
I've got a working model that's giving me all of my results. And then I got this other model where there's a circumstance and a new thought comes into play. We need to know what that thought is, because that is the model that's happening. Okay. Like self-sabotage, because a lot of people aren't really self-sabotaging. They think they are because they're just like, well, I had an excuse and I've started eating. That's not self-sabotage. Self-sabotage is saying, like, I really want to lose weight. I really need to lose weight. And I start losing weight. But I have a belief that thin people get raped. So as I get thinner, I start getting more scared that, like, every time a man looks at me, something's going to happen to me or something. Self-sabotage comes into play is like people will eat to escape the fear of the underlying belief. So now, if you do have an underlying belief that runs head first into, this is who I want to be, this is the belief. And if getting to who you want to be makes this belief, like, anxious, then that's when self-sabotage happens. So just explain to me what's actually happening, and then we can go from there. And then I'll know if it's self-sabotage or not.
Okay. So I've been doing the Couch to 5K.
Good.
And I love it. So, and I've wanted to run. Couldn't tell you why, but for some crazy reason, I've just had this desire to run. And so I've been doing that. And last week, now you're going to laugh, because these people who are used to running, this is going to sound crazy, but I ran last week for 3 minutes at one time and thought I had won $1 million.
I do not think that's, what do you think happened to me when I first started running?
I know. It was very exciting. So, and then
you feel like an Olympian.
You do. It feels really good. So then, I kept up all week, but my legs are killing me. And so, you know, I kept thinking, okay, don't give up. That's a good reason to give up, because your legs and your feet are hurting. So I did go and get shoes.
Okay.
I was fitted and stepped on the little computer thing, and they did all of that. So I got good shoes, and I have an arch support in there because I do have a high arch. But yesterday was better.
Okay.
Still hurt, but I need to know, I'm not giving up.
Well, what is the part where you're like, I self-sabotage? Where have you sabotaged? Like, where do you think that has come into play? Or what's the problem?
Getting better with it. Maybe that's what I'm doing. I'm getting better with it by not quitting. But in the past, I know that I'll just won't journal one night. And so I'll end up quitting, or I won't walk today. And so I'll think, oh, well, that's okay. I'll walk tomorrow. And then I don't walk. And then I'm going, it was okay. You know, you're doing better for yourself. You're not hurting.
Okay. So you're not really self-sabotaging. You just have what we all have, which is normal, which is we go through a period where we're highly motivated, really excited. We're very focused and we're really determined and we get going, right? And like all, like, motivation and determination and all that stuff's driving the ship.
Yes.
Then you go to the next phase, which is, it's boring.
Yes.
Not as, there's not a lot of like, you know, it's not new anymore. It's not shiny. So then we can't rely on motivation and newness. We can't rely on that anymore. We have to have other feelings that most of us are not willing to practice, which is willingness. Discomfort.
Oh, we don't do it.
Boring.
Yeah.
Like I can't tell you how many runs I have done in the last 3 weeks where it was like literally I would tell myself, there's just no other option. I was not happy to do it. I was not excited to do it. I had to switch gear. Like there was always something more important and something more pressing. And there was like all the drama. And I would just, the bottom line was, you're doing it. You're going to get out there and you get to make it easier on yourself by managing your mind or harder on yourself by not managing your mind, but you will be running through all of it.
Yes. So I do it when I come home from work every afternoon, I just go straight, change clothes and go walk. So but I'm loving it. I am.
Well, that's good.
Just, I'm afraid that I'm going to give up on myself and I don't want to.
I think that's normal. But the only reason why you're afraid, this is such an easy fix for you.
Okay, good.
Every time that you are afraid that you're going to give up, you just need to remind yourself, that's because I'm judging my present based on my past instead of deciding my future by how I'm actually showing up today. What's done is done. That version, I just say like, that version's dead. I don't know why we even want to entertain her. Like, just like that all has made me the person I am today, which is the person who doesn't want to be that way anymore. Like, it's just really for you fine tuning rather than getting caught up and saying, I'm so afraid I'm going to quit because I've done that in the past. You just have to remind yourself, like, you know what? Let's get focused on who we want to be. We already know who we've been. We don't have to keep thinking about her anymore. Now we get to really like spend luscious time with the version of us that we're creating. So you just pivot your brain, redirect your brain, steer her to the future. That is what I did the whole time I was losing weight.
So going forward, what would you suggest that I do to get rid of the shin splints? Because my breathing's great. That doesn't bother me.
I would take that to MJ. She's looking into that. Girl, I haven't dealt with shin splints in forever. My personal trainer days, that has lapsed. But you could also go to our group and you could tag Jill Angie. She's a member. Jill Angie, A-N-G-E-I-E. She actually has a running podcast.
That's right.
But Not Your Average Runner. She's wrote a book, Running with Carl. She knows all this stuff. Like, her whole business is about running. So tag Jill and just say, I'm having shin splints. Can you help me? And
you get over it. Or you get past it.
Yeah. Eventually, you're going to have your right fix and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It may be your gait. Like, there's all kinds of stuff. I've had shin splints before. I only know very little about it anymore. So much of my old personal trainer knowledge is like way back in the back of the brain now. But take that to Jill. But the main thing I want you to be doing is like, I want you to know shin splints will get figured out.
Okay.
We really want to get focused on if there's a day you miss a workout, if there's a day you miss your plan and stuff, you do not immediately go to see, this is that shit we do. And now I'm so afraid that I'm not going to do it anymore. You have to be like really on to yourself. Like, I missed a day. Okay. I made an excuse. I followed my excuse. Tomorrow I'm going to make a plan. I'm going to have a thought and I'm going to do it no matter what. And you just immediately get back into being the version of you want to be, not indulging and dreaming and thinking about this version of you who used to quit. You know, like, I used to quit. That's who I used to be. That is not who I am now. I am someone that catches mistakes and gets back into action. Catches mistakes and they get right back into action.
Wow. Well, thank you, because I've been watching you for years. So I just joined back in, December the 29th. I set my clock for after midnight.
Did you really?
I did. Because, a lot has happened with me in the last 3 years. to where I've already gotten rid of a lot of mental baggage.
Good.
So I've learned to love Lisa. She's really a good person. I'm a good person, dadgummit.
I know. Where are you from, by the way?
I am about 2 hours from you.
Okay.
I live in but right between Nashville and Chattanooga in Marion County, Whitwell-South Pittsburgh, Jasper.
Yeah.
So
I knew you sounded like you were from this area. I was like, oh my God, we sound so much alike.
They can definitely tell where I'm from. So if I'm on vacation, so so I've gotten rid of a lot. You were the next step. And so you have been amazing. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And you're going to do fine. You're on the right track. You're catching the things. You're doing all the things. And you're loving it. That's seriously, if I can teach people to just love, like, getting healthier and taking care of themselves and drop all that, like, I've got to do it the hard way bullshit. Fall in love with the process. It is the easiest way to get the job done. So.
So we're getting there. And thank you so much.
All right. And talk to Jill and MJ about those shin splints. That will help you, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, y'all. I have got to go to the bathroom. I'm about to pee my pants. If you asked questions here, I have talked a lot of you, a lot of your questions are about freaking out about the virus. Watch the call. I coached a lot about like sea lion. Basically, guys, the sea is the coronavirus. Find your thoughts about it. That's all that's happening. Like, the homework for all of you who are freaking out about the coronavirus is facts. What is the facts of your life right now? Don't go out on the internet and read about curves. Like, everybody is trying to fortune tell what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. No other country is like our country. Where everybody's making their best guess to prepare. And I promise you, they're wanting to really over-prepare us, which is a good thing because we'll all listen. When our sports are taken away and stuff, guess what happens? America perks up. They start paying attention. Like, what? Like, you don't have to freak out about all of it. So find the circumstances of your life. What is actually impacting you? What is the actual facts that are happening? And then you list out all of your thoughts. All of your thoughts are going to be a collection of the perspective at which you are looking at these things. Then decide by looking at these things, read them out loud to yourself. What do I want to be thinking and feeling about this? Like, I just keep telling everybody, 6 or 8 weeks from now, this is going to be old news. Temperatures are going to rise. Chris has a theory that the reason why a lot of, like, what he was saying, like, my theory has been proven true. I'm like, what theory? And he said, in Caymans, they've only had like one case. It's like, it's warm down there and humid. I'm like, you ain't a doctor. You don't know jack shit. But I just told him, I was like, does it feel really good to believe that when it heats back up, that that this is all going to start, like, you know, changing and mitigating and all this other stuff? He said, yeah. And I said, then I would probably just keep thinking that. What is going to be the upside to thinking, oh, no, that's not true, blah, 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 blah. Like, if it makes you feel like ass, it's not upside. I don't care if it's a fact. Don't dwell on it if it feels like shit. You're going to, in 8 weeks, you're going to be here. Who do you want to be at the end of 8 weeks is the ultimate question. Do you want to be the person who freaked the fuck out for 8 weeks, disengaged from their family, did not work on their relationship with their kids, sat there and ate their face off, overreacted, did all the things, and then in 8 weeks, when everything changes again, you haven't learned shit about how to show up for yourself? Do not be that person. Do not do that to yourself. That's what I got to say about that. All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to potty. Guys, I'm going to be going live a lot. And I think what we're going to do is, I know we don't typically like to blow your email addresses out, but a lot of you are saying, I would just like to see you live as much as possible. So I am willing to take the heat in my inbox for a little bit so that I know if you're going to be public or if I know you're going to be in the Facebook group. I won't always do it with the Facebook group, but if I go public live, we're going to just try to get some notices out to you guys. I can't promise we will get all of them out, but we will for sure get you all of the recordings. So help me by doing this. Go to my, if you go to facebook.com/PNP girl, if you've already liked the page, make sure you turn on that you want to be notified if I go live. There is an option somewhere on there. I want you guys to turn it on so that if you happen to be on Facebook or whatever, you'll get notified and it will pump up in your feed if I go live. Because it's like to send out an email is not as easy as you would think it is. But we're going to try to get, you know, we're doing like the rest of you. We're just figuring things out as we go along. But I want to be able to offer some mental wisdom through all of this. The last thing I want is a lot of women coming out on the other side, not managing their minds. We learn how to manage our minds here. We can solve the world. All right. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.